Good morning, 8:33. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. More than 200 people gathered last night at Hillsborough Community College to speak out on Common Core. Common Core, that's the name of Florida's new K-12 education standards. At issue, should the state adjust its math and English standards as called for by Common Core? After more than 3 hours of facts, observations, and opinions, John O'Connor with State Impact Florida found that the two sides of the Common Core debate found little common ground.
Lori Baxley says she drove 2 hours to discuss her complaints about Common Core standards after checking out her son's math assignments.
About 4 weeks into the first grading period, I noticed a difference in my fourth grader and a difference in his coursework. The math was hodgepodge, no sequence. My son had everything from a line graph to an algebraic problem, as well as numerous different ways to multiply, all on the same homework sheet.
Baxley's son earned top scores on the FCAT, but now he's worried if he'll pass fourth grade. She blames Common Core. Florida is one of 45 states to fully adopt the standards. They outline what students should know in math and English at the end of each grade. Common Core has broad support among educators, but is also facing a rising number of critics. They say the standards aren't as good as Florida's current standards, will require the state to give up local control, and require too much testing, among other complaints. Those criticisms convinced Governor Rick Scott to request the 3 public meetings. Hillsborough County High School reading coach Jennifer Kennedy disagrees with the critics. She likes that Common Core challenges her lowest performing students with literature.
The best part of it was that at the end, they said to me, "Mrs. Kennedy, this was fun." Because for the first time, they were really able to access complex text.
The hearings are supposed to focus on specific standards in order to suggest improvements. But mostly, the hearing was a series of testimonials about Common Core. Lori Riddell is also a reading coach who supports Common Core. But the standards debate hits home for her.
As a parent, this is a heartfelt perspective. I had a struggling reader. And up until 2 years ago, she really was classified, as the struggling reader. But in our district, because we started the implementation of the Common Core expectations, she comes home eager to read. It's the Common Core standards that have changed that perspective and have changed the life of my child. So I just want to know I'm pro Common Core.
Tina Neese believes the standards have an ideological bent she can't support.
As a mom, I am most concerned about being able to help my children reach their very best potential, but I'm convinced that this Common Core does the very opposite. It is a political agenda, not an educational standard.
At times, the discussion veered into arguing with straw men, tangents, and falsehoods. Speakers often conflated other education policies with Common Core. Some just used their 4 minutes to rail against a decade's worth of testing and grading schools. For a brief moment, Common Core critic Cindy Scarta challenged Education Commissioner Pam Stewart about the cost.
Are there any cost analysis?
I don't think that we've done a cost analysis. Most of the work...
We don't know what it's going to cost, but we're going to implement it.
Would you like me to answer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The standards were free for us to adopt.
For how long?
Our standards don't cost us anything to implement or to have as standards.
Education officials will hold hearings in Davie today and Tallahassee Thursday. They say they plan to gather speaker thoughts and more than 5,000 comments submitted online and recommend adjustments to the State Board of Education in the next month or two. John O'Connor, WUSF 89.7 News.
State Impact Florida has been following all this from the very beginning. Learn more about Common Core along with other important stories about education in Florida and how it affects you at WUSFnews.org.